podcasts to keep up with the latest in your community.
CFRC is celebrating our funding drive with the second annual Radiothon, and it kicks off on Thursday, November 27th at 8 a.m. and concludes Saturday, November 29th at 10 a.m. That's 50 hours of original first-run programming right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Welcome to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was I Fear Premature Death, But You Look Hot Smoking Cigarettes by Della XOZ. This is from her new album, Permanent Retrograde, which came out November 19th, so just last week. I highly or it's like an EP, so it's got like 5 songs, but I highly recommend checking it out. I really like Retrograde on it as well. I think it's really cool, and I like the sound she has. And then what I have up next is Houston by Lucky and Heaven by Mercury. I hope you guys enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Heaven by Mercury, which was released on November 12th, and it's just a new single from the band. And then before that, it was Houston with their by the band Lucky, which was also a new release, released November 19th, so last week sometime. And then what I have up next is Guts by Fan Club Wallet, and Not Sacred by Mama. I feel like I've been following Fan Club Wallet for a really long time, like at least since 2020 when they released their like Car Crash in G Major. And I like to see that the way their sound has developed. I think it's become less folk and a little heavier on like, guitar and stuff like that. It's not as like plucky, if that makes sense, which is really cool to see. I remember the album cover for Car Crash in G Major. I think it's G Major. It's G Major or G Minor, but it's one of the two. So vividly, and it would always be on my playlist in that like era, because it was like, I think September of 2020 when that was released. So as I was going into grade 11? Yeah, I must have been going into grade 11. So I remember that album really vividly. Anyway, I'm gonna let the music talk, and I hope you guys enjoy the next couple of songs.
As a child, I knew one thing.
Welcome back to All Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Gingham Dress by Cootie Catcher. They're Toronto locals. This is just a new single released from them. It came out November 10th. I think it's really cool that they're from Toronto because that's like home base for me. Well, not quite home base. I'm GTA, but like basically home base. And I like finding bands that are from Toronto because then it's like maybe I can go see them at Sneaky D's or something when I'm home over Christmas and reading week and stuff like that. I think that's really fun. And then what I had before that was Guts by Fan Club Wallet, another Canadian, and then Not Sacred by Mama. Fan Club Wallet, I think, just went on tour. I follow them on Instagram, so I think they were just on tour, and I'm kind of upset I missed them. But I sort of missed this album until recently, Living While Dying. It came out October 24th, so I haven't really missed it, but I wasn't super into it, and now I've listened, and I'm tuned in and locked in. What I have up next is Destroy by Talking Violet, and then I'd Rather Be Yours Than Mine by Sophie Estelle. If you've listened, you know I'm a Sophie Estelle fangirl, and I like have to find a way to play her almost every episode because I'm so obsessed with this this album. I'm really upset I didn't get tickets to see her in Toronto, but I do think How to Win at Solitaire is fantastic and amazing, and I think she's also from Toronto, which is super sick. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the next couple of songs.
See you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue our broadcast of dance music. We shall continue now with our piano interlude.
Hey everyone, this is Liam. Make sure to listen to Revolving Door Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. This show is for music nerds from all over. My main goal in the hour of time that we so fortunately have together is that you learn something. I'm going to be talking about a new band each week, taking a deep dive into where they came from, their sound, influences, and then where they went and who they influenced. Again, the big thesis of this show is music is a revolving door that never stops. So if you're a music nerd who wants to listen to some new music each week and create an enriching relationship to that new music each week, then you're in the right place. You can catch that all Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Thank you.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was I'd Rather Be Yours Than Mine by Sophia Stell off her album, No Better Way, How to Win at Solitaire. I don't know where I got No Better Way. And then before that, it was Destroy by Talking Violet. This is another sort of new-ish release. It was released October 16th, which super cool. It's a new little EP or single from the band. What I have up next is Vacation by Last Light. I think this is also a new release. Yep, it is. I have it all written down and I have to check. It was released October 24th, so not as new as some of the other stuff I've played, but it's definitely new. And then not new at all, I have Grins by Charlie XCX from her album True Romance, which came out in 2013. This is honestly my favorite Charlie XCX album. I really love her, but this one in particular, it's like her first one ever, and I think she's so unfiltered in what she does on this album, and like I don't know how to describe it, but she isn't trying to do something, and I just really, really like this album. I think it's like her best work, and I think I've been listening to the single she's been releasing for Wuthering Heights, and some of the songs have the similar sound to it. Like Chains of Love sort of sounds similar to this album, and that's really exciting for me because I love this album, and I think no one was doing it like her in 2013, and it's good to see that she's really like, her work has paid off. Now I'm just fangirling about Charlie XCX. I do really like her. I think it's also a by proxy because I really like the 1975. So like by proxy, I also like Charlie XCX. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoy Vacation, Last Light, and Grins by Charlie XCX. Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Grins by Charlie XCX, and then before that, it was Last Light with their song Vacation. I'm not going to talk about how much I love Charlie XCX again, because I would just be repeating myself and people would probably get sick of me. Anyway, so what I have up next is My Girls by Animal Collective. This is my favorite song from Animal Collective. It's very like indie sleaze sort of era, 2009. I think this is my favorite album from them too, Merryweather Post Pavilion. Although Strawberry Jam is also really good, I just like this one more. Probably because it has My Girls on it, and I really like that song. And I feel like whenever a song that's my favorite is on an album, I have to say that it's my favorite album. And then I have one song left after that. It is La Femme d'Argent by Air. I've been really into like the 90s experimental stuff, so Air included. And I was just recently watching a, oh my gosh, what's it called? I watched Exit Through the Gift Shop with my friend because she had to watch it for class, and they played Air in the soundtrack, and I was like actually gagged. They played Kelly Watch the Stars, and I like gasped, and I was like, oh, it's Air, they're playing Air, which makes sense because I don't know, it was like early 2000s when that movie came out, or documentary, whatever you want to call it. And of course they'd play it because it was like, I think it was in France, some of the graffiti. But I recommend watching that movie, and you'll have to know if Banksy made it as a real documentary or if it was a mockumentary on the guy, Mr. Brainwash, I think. I think it was a mockumentary because it really didn't paint him in a good light, and it was really cool. I highly recommend checking that out. That's pretty much it for me. I'll be back next Wednesday, but if you want to hear more, you can also tune in Mondays for Indie Wake Up Call. I'm there as well. Enjoy your guys' week. Watch Exit Through the Gift Shop. That's my homework for everyone, is to watch Exit Through the Gift Shop. Anyway, here's Animal Collective with My Girls.
Perhaps it isn't much. Maybe I'll be.